Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 83. Today is Saturday, September the 2nd, 2017. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning, Stone. How are you?
Good evening. I was going to make a comment about me being old, and then just the conversation we had before. I can't believe what I heard, and I call a little bit of BS on that, because there's no way. I am the old man here. Well, actually, because I'm the only man here, so I am the old man. So I guess
you are the old man.
Yes,
that's true. We can go with that. Absolutely. Yes. However, we have got someone who is definitely fabulous. She is way more fabulous than both of us. So yes. We are very lucky to have her come back and say hello.
Hi, Stone. Hi, Lita. Hi, chat room. Oh, wow. I'm so excited to be here. Happy anniversary. You celebrated 2 years last week?
We did. I know, right?
That's a big milestone. Wow.
It is.
Congratulations.
And where are you up to on Control Alt? Wow, Aprilian. What is this going to be coming up to?
Yeah, in the 11th year.
11th year.
Wow. Look at you. You're like, you guys did your 2 years.
Isn't that cute? That's so cute.
Yes, you. I mean, the good thing though is, you know, you were the first podcast I ever listened to. That's the thing that I fell in love with, was the fact that I would listen to you and basically Asheo. Even Jeffy was there, but you and Asheo, and I was like, I love these people. These are my kinds of people. They play many, many alts, and I love it. And yeah, so I don't know. When I started listening, I reckon it was probably about 9 years ago.
Yeah, right.
It's a while. It's been a while. So, yeah. How many alts have you got now, Aprilian? Lost count.
I have 5 accounts, so it's hard to keep track. In fact, it was interesting to try to. I was gonna try to list all my Iron Man tunes, but there were too. Yeah. I couldn't find them all. I needed where's my spreadsheet, Jeppy? I needed the spreadsheet for that.
Yeah, the good old spreadsheet. I know, right? That's crazy. But anyway, look, thank you for coming and having a chat with us. And you know, the fact is that you are an altaholic, as both Stone and I are. And I think a lot of our challenge people are altaholics. Exactly. So, and we know that you have been a great supporter of the WoW Challenges, and we're really excited to see what you've been up to. So first off,
I was in awe of Stone from the day that he took the website and that was dying and literally picked it up with his own little hands and put it back together. So we appreciate that.
we greatly appreciate the
unique way that you guys allow people to play, because it's all about enjoying how you play, you know. And And of course, Iron Man spice it up. And of course, I can't think of Iron Man without thinking of Rishna. Mm-hmm. Rishna was an Iron Man-aholic.
Yes.
You know, literally do or die and over and mm-hmm. over and over again. So, I just want to give a shout out to him wherever he is, and his love of the Iron Man was unbelievable.
Yes, he did love making his Blood Elf hunters, didn't he?
Yes, he was really curious. His mm-hmm. problem was that he didn't play them like Iron Man. He played them like regular tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the over and over again of the dying, you know.
Yes, but he just had so much fun. As I think a lot of us do with anything that we do, especially when it comes to WoW, it's about having fun. And it's nice to be able to challenge yourself, like to do something solo, to see, can I do this? Can I do this and get to, you know, max level just by wearing white or gray and you know, stripping your character right down? And I think we all have a lot of fun giving it a go.
I think some of us even get a little bit of a buzz off of that feeling when you're almost near death and, you know, you're fighting and then you come back. You know, there's that. I mean, I know it's a horrible thing to say that you get any kind of a, you know, rush from that. But, you know, there is something to be said for that moment of, oh, the screen is red. And then you turn around and you pull it off.
Yes. Yes. Yes, even if it's just purely running away, going, get out of combat, get out of combat. Yeah, exactly. Oh, so what have you been up to since the last time we spoke to you? I mean, it's been a little while, but what you been doing?
I have to say, and I'm glad that you invited me on because it did make me get out and play my Iron Man tunes. I did stop playing post Vrishna's passing away. So it was nice to get off and dust off some of my tunes. I only had two tunes on the website. I was surprised by that. And one of them was flagged because I think I turned around and made her a bank alt or something because she wore some clothing she wasn't supposed to wear.
Well, if it's event clothing, let me know and I'll fix it because there is some event stuff that got changed to green where it was white before. And so I've been fixing a bunch of those.
Let me see. Can I do it live?
Sure. We are doing it live. It's okay.
I was going to say, it's brilliant. Of course we're doing it live.
Yes, that was my thought. I was like, yeah, this is how we roll.
And I just want to do a shout out to all the, one of the things I was trying to do to find my Iron Man tunes was to go on the Challenger site and do a search for Clan of Darkness. And we have a lot of tunes on the Challengers list. So shout out to everybody in Clan of Darkness who's dedicated. So my highest tune, it says, and I love the site. I love what the ease of the site. Apparently I put on some blood spattered gloves of the eagle.
Those are just green.
Leg guards of the bear, so the quality was too high. So
yeah.
My little orc hunter is flagged.
Yay for being a bank tune though.
So I still now my highest legal challenge tune is April Iron 2. Mm-hmm. And she's another orc hunter and she's level 15. And so I'm gonna be playing her. I thought I had a bloodthirsty one, but I forgot my naming sequence. So but what I did was I started two tunes. And they are in memory of Vrishna. So I started Vaporeon with a V and Avarishna with an A, kind of combining the two. And I'm doing something, I don't know, I have to ask Stone's permission. We're not grouping, but I'm multi-boxing. And sometimes I use a macro to follow the other one. Is that violating
Are they both irons?
They're both irons.
Yeah, then you're helping yourself, and you're eventually gonna get flagged.
Okay, well, we're not fighting the same mobs though.
What? How does that work though?
So I just run them together. We're running side by side. I alt tab between the two screens, and we fight different mobs. We don't ever fight the same mob.
Like I guess
they're not grouped.
If you're not killing the same things and not healing each other, and
And they're two hunters, they're two blood elf hunters.
I guess so.
I've been waiting for, they're only level 6, so I've been waiting for your blessing before
I can. Well, because eventually, like, if you guys begin to tag the same mobs, it'll eventually get picked up. Yeah, so.
As long as we don't tag the same mobs, we're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do this as an experiment to see.
How far you can get.
We're level 6 right now. So I was pushing to get them to 6 today so they can go to the Dark Moon Fair and get the bags.
Ooh, yes, Dark Moon Fair. Absolutely.
Yeah. That was one of
them. So what do you do when you've got them? So you'll kill, if you've got a quest, say, to get, you know, 10 boars snouts or something. So right. You're just, so you both, you've got both toons there, not grouped up, but you'll just kill with the other one, then alt tab over, kill other stuff
with the same,
with the other one. But you, right, so kill. You're not, yeah, so you're not using like Jambar or anything that links so you can kill the same thing. Yeah, so you completely.
Is one of them sets focus on the other and does / follow.
Yeah. And that's it.
Only thing I'm doing as far as. Just to keep going when they're running. Once we're in the area where they're fighting, I might even just put one off to the side, get the mobs that one of them wants, and then get the other one off to the side and do vice versa. I am risking, because there was one time when I accidentally tabbed one toon, accidentally over-tabbed with one toon, and I was fighting with the other toon, and the other toon came very close. And this was in the, of course, with the mana worms. So in the starting area, it was very close. But and my whole goal, if it succeeds without being flagged, is if one of them dies, they both have to go.
Okay. All right. So one gets flagged.
All right.
Then. Stopping, strip them, delete them, re-roll.
Re-roll both of them.
Wow. Okay. Intense. So
I'm taking Iron Man Altaholism to the next level. What's the rolling stone? Can I do the follow, or I can take that off? That's just.
I guess so.
Okay.
I would think the follow should be okay.
Big ones is just the kill, is just the tagging.
Killing.
And the grouping.
But I mean, if you're not tagging, if you're like completing it on one and then alt tabbing over to the other and completing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's just in my head, because I'm such a multi-boxer, I can't see, I can't physically go out to a place by myself. And plus it's supposed to be, this is kind of a reenactment. This is me and Vrishna in the same room playing WoW separately.
Yeah. and like you said, you are a multi-boxer, so you're multi-boxing in a solo kind of way. Like, you're still multi-boxing, but it's a solo way that you're doing, which is quite intriguing. So
As long as I'm not flagged. It's funny how this is how multi-boxing I have become. I've been multi-boxing Pokemon.
What?
I can exit out the game, log out on one toon. Like, say I go to I pass a gym and I have a blue and a yellow one. So if I pass a gym that's yellow, I log out of my blue one and then play with the yellow one. Or if I'm passing, and sometimes I've even put a Pokemon in a gym and then logged out and fought the Pokemon on my other.
You are a true Molly Boxer.
It's in my blood. I'm looking for a polygamous relationship. Maybe that. Oh, wait, that's a whole different show. Sorry.
That's for After Dark. That's the after show.
I tell you what, we'll see what happens, and maybe I'll write back in or send in a segment or come back on.
Or you can, I was going to say, or you can come back on and tell us how it went.
We will get you back on and we will definitely talk about how you're doing with this, with your little, you know, multi-boxing solo challenge. Because I think it's intriguing. I'll be interested to see how you go. So, yeah. So what has been, your fondest challenge memory lately? Is it getting that renewed vigor to try this again? Yeah. and with what you're doing?
Yes, and again, I hope you don't mind me constantly bringing them up, but it does make me feel a little bit closer to Vrishna, and I think that he would be pleased if I got a higher level too. I see that Rogue Slayer got a level 80. That's amazing. Yes. Now, yeah. What's your highest, Lita?
66.
Okay, all right. I don't know if I'll beat that, but if I got past
baby steps.
Yeah, if I got past 30, it would be a great.
But what was the highest Varishna got? He got to about 30 something, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did get to about
30.
I thought he got into the 40s, or maybe I'm thinking of the versions. Maybe I'm thinking of Iron Vrishna version 42 or something like that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he did get to 42, yeah. Version 42.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 I think he got to about 36 from memory. I know it was in the 30s, and I thought it was the late 30s, but you know, he did love giving it a go, which was
taking big chances.
Yes. So what is it? Lurazon? No.
It's Lurazon and Big Rot. I don't know. Big Gut. I don't know what his name is.
That's Harud and Lurazon, I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two. Yeah. Don't know how many times they got him, but it was quite a few, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh. So what do you... Okay, let me put it to you this way. How do you handle a death with your challenge too? Now, obviously, you've got new ones up and you're going to do this. Well, if one dies, that's it. Or one gets flagged, you're going to start it straight away. But do you think you've changed how you look at, you know, deaths with the challenge tune now to maybe, you know, a year or so ago?
I think I had in the past been under the whole thing about stripping and sending money back. But now I just feel like I just want to delete, go, just move on, you know. And because of the time reference, I feel like if the longer it takes to sort out, it's more painful. So at this moment, when these two die, just strip, just delete and restart. That's going to be my motto.
which amazes me. That's, you know, sometimes it's like the bandage, just rip it off. Right. Just don't think about it. Just rip it off.
Yeah.
Get it. All right. Yeah. Okay. So advice, like, you enjoy WoW. You've been playing WoW for what, 11, 12 years?
Yeah.
You've seen it through lots of where we've been with WoW inside the game as well as outside the game. But when you talk to someone about, you know, challenge tunes, like, have you got some advice or some tips that you would suggest to anyone wanting to give a challenge tune a go?
Don't walk away. That's one of the things I've done is accidentally walked away.
What about watching Point of Interest?
Yeah, don't watch. Yeah, you can't watch anything.
No, wasn't it Person of Interest?
Person of Interest has killed a wild tune before. Yeah. And just remember, it's all about the fun, but that's about everything, with whether you're challenge tunes, whether you're playing regular WoW, it's all about the fun, you know. Just realize it's fun.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we pay money to play a game that we have fun with. It's no use getting upset. And, you know, there's all different levels that people play a game for. But right. I think for a lot of us, it's to have fun. It's to give ourselves that bit of a challenge, you know, and that's the thing about a challenge tune. The only person we're competing against is really ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
It's basically like, oh, damn it, I messed up. I messed up and my tune's dead. So that is my fault and nobody blames, you know, I can't blame anyone else other than myself for a bad decision.
There's no healer to blame.
Yes. Or no tank for taking aggro.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. All righty. Well, we are so glad that you're back, and I'm really excited to see how you go with these two tunes. I think it's really cute, and I'm glad that, you know, you're having some fun over there on with the Blood Elves and the Hunters. Yeah. Cost a good old Blood Hunters. So I wish you all the best with it. So thank you, and thank you for coming again today. What do you mean you blame me when you die, Stone?
What are you talking about?
I saw that.
No idea what you're talking about.
Really?
I blame Canada.
Hey. Hey now.
Oh, all righty. Well, how about we talk about our weeks in WoW? So what else have you been doing, Aprilian, other than just basically running these two new tunes, or have you managed to do some other stuff in game?
April is 109 and a half. So within the next week or so, I will have a max level tune in the current expansion.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, and Aprilian is 108 and 2/3. So she's right on the heel. So I'm excited about that.
Death Knight, yeah, she's been one of your favorites. April, your Death Knight.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to reaching that goal.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Well, quests will open up for you then.
Right.
Well, the best time to hit 110 is now anyways, because there's a whole bunch of catch-up stuff, so you don't have to grind to unlock your third relic spot and power up your weapon. You can basically get one knowledge token and then be able to almost get all 50 of your spots, I think, or points. I don't know. You get lots of points. So,
And I'm hoping, I don't know, one of my next goals is the Pathfinder. Maybe?
Okay. Yep.
Oh, yes. Yep.
I can fly, but, you know, I don't think that will ever happen. Are you flying out there?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Both of
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have to be.
It was like, oh yeah, that achievement's coming up. Oh yeah, we want that achievement, definitely. So yeah, it is nice. Mind you, I'm over in Argus at the moment and there's no flying. So you're back to running around going, damn it, I want my flying back. Come on, Blizz.
I kind of have a feeling they won't add flying for that, just like they never added flying for Timeless Isle, right? Yeah. I think it's going to be that kind of deal where it's just ground only.
Mm-hmm.
Which, nope. Okay, fine. Fine, whatever. Yeah. Just give us the next expansion. Ready to go. I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah. So how far through Pathfinder are you, Aprilian, or you just stop?
I'm just pretty, I got a lot of rep to grind, but that gives me something to shoot for, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll go a lot faster if I can stay out of my garrison, but.
Well, once you hit 110 and the world quests and the emissaries open up for you, that will help, because you'll get lots of extra rep doing the emissaries. Because you get, you know, doing the world quest will give you some rep, but once you hand in doing like what 4 of say the Dreamweavers when that's up, that'll give you some bonus rep with Dreamweavers. So, you know, there's all sorts of exciting things. So yeah. Well, that'll be exciting for you.
And I no longer feel guilty about going to my garrison, because I heard about somebody who was still going to their half the farm and half hills.
Wow.
I know.
Nice.
Why?
I know a lot of challenge tunes do to the farm. Yeah.
Yes.
Farm and
yes.
Second probably say.
Sure. But not as a pacifist, because there's a lot of phased mobs that die that you might get credit for the kill, and that's no good. So generally that area is off limits.
Have you tried a pacifist, Aprilian?
I have not. I have to say, I don't think I'm patient, but I'm pretty sure that once, you know, I get these guys going, I might try one. And I do have a bloodthirsty. That's the other one I have to figure out, but I forgot the naming sequence.
Yeah, that's why I've got my iron leaders and my blood leaders now, because I was the same. I looked at, you know, I just have leader, and I was like, hang on, which one's she?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, she's in white gear, but is she questing or is she healing? Exactly. Yeah. All right. And so once you get the irons established with how they're going, you might jump back over to giving the bloodthirsties a go, or do you want to just concentrate on your irons at the moment?
Well, it's all about the rested XP, isn't it? So I might just do that, because it seems kind of foolish not to rotate them out. Or are you one of those people that like to just go and run?
I have got many, many bloodthirsties and irons. So it's nice to rotate them and you know, try and get a little bit of rested XP. Bloodthirsties chew through that rested. Irons are so lucky, because that rested can, you know, get stretched out, which is nice. But bloodthirsties, you chew that up like, you know, you're chewing up a minty. Not even a minty. Minties are hard and horrible on the teeth.
You could have a different chocolate where you never go purple, where you can never go blue, and it, the goal is to never have any rested XP. That would be really tough.
You wouldn't be able to log out. Like, you have to keep going. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Could you I'm not putting it out this time.
No.
Could you imagine a speed to 60 on a bloodthirsty?
Nope.
Oh my lord. Nope. That would be,
we can go pull we've got the info, but that's in real time. But I don't know what that looks like. I mean, I can go look at it if I really want to.
I think that would be way, way, way longer.
Oh, absolutely. And sure it is.
What did Fancy do it in? Just 16 hours?
Yes.
So could you imagine if you said a bloodthirsty in real time took what? That would be maybe 3 or 4 times?
Oh, more than that.
Right. Yeah. So you'd be looking at days. No, that would... Nobody try this. Everyone, listen. Okay? This is fundamentally not a good idea. I'm just saying.
That's very bad.
Health what? My little brain's like going, wonder what would happen? Yeah. Okay. Stop thinking later. Maybe that's, all right. Anything else you've been doing, Aprilian?
That's about been it. You know, making my bags on the auction house and having lots of fun.
Nice. And Darkmoon Fair's coming. So Darkmoon Fair.
And did you see that they changed the hours? I guess to avoid that glitch that was going on with the time change. So now it's at like midnight instead of 2 o'clock, because the time used to go back and you got an extra day of Darkmoon Fair. So now it starts at 12:01 and ends at 11:59. Yeah. Remember the time change glitch that used to come up
when
it
was?
Yeah. It would keep going and you'd get an extra day because the time would go back. So,
oh, sweet.
So 12:01 to 11:59.
Wow.
Oh, and I did do some pet battles, but that's a whole nother.
Yay, pet battles. Oh, that's exciting. All righty. Well, thank you for sharing that. Stone.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we are thrilled. So very excited. Okay, Stone, what you been doing?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's
no, because, well, the patch dropped, and I knew when the patch dropped, and I knew I wasn't going to play because I didn't want to risk anything. Because last time we had boats that would go away, and you'd fall, and you're dead, all kinds of stuff. From what I understand, PVZ, wow, dang it, I just betrayed all of my fellow Canadians. Sorry, it's Z, not Z. apparently that's still broken, which is a problem for Irons and all of us. So, you know, on Tuesday, the kids are going back to school. Yay! So I can stream some more during the day and not have to worry about anybody else around. Yay. Nice. So I'm looking forward to
it. So you only play Iron Man tunes? You don't play any regular tunes?
I do have a Bloodthirsty Hunter that is at level 20. But when I did the Bloodthirsty contest on the Warrior, I cannot handle it. I have no patience. So it died at level 10.
Bloodthirsty
Warrior.
Yeah. And Pacifist, I had one at level 8 or 9. And I was like, nope. I should have waited until 10 because then I could have done the cooking and fishing quests. But I didn't remember about that. But I'm going to focus on Iron right now and hopefully hit one soon-ish before our next expansion.
What's your highest at the moment?
Right now, he is, I'm going to say 64.
Okay. That's all right. No, what was the highest you got into? 83? 82, 83.
Yeah. I think 83.
Yeah. I can't imagine losing one at that level.
Yeah.
I wasn't too upset, but I don't like the daily quest anyway, so I'm not even going to bother with that one. It was one of the tournament ones up in the north that you have to go kill the bone commanders.
Okay.
So I did it without being on my horse because I figured I'd be able to, because I leveled them because I'm level 83 and they're level 80, right? So I figured I'd be able to do it without being on the horse, but nope. And then my feign didn't work, and it's like, come on, man. But
and you're like, red screen splashing.
Yep.
Did you delete or did you make it a tin man?
I still have it. I have not made it a tin man. I'm not sure what I'm going to leave it as a scout. I might add it to tin man. I don't want to play it yet. I want to focus on iron first. So
yeah.
And once I get my current iron up to 83 again, I'll start playing the other one as a scout just to get myself into a good spot. So yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
So, I'm looking forward to next week. So Tuesday kids will be back in school. I might actually do a stream. First thing in the morning. Yay, the kids are in school! Stream.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, if you can, why not? Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. So that's honestly, that I've been playing on alts and stuff and raiding and this and that. So, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, Lita. I see all this stuff. Okay, Lita, go. It's your turn. You have a list.
I have Good a list, Lord. Exactly, but it's a very short list compared to previous weeks because, like you said, patch 7.3 dropped, and since that's dropped, I've not been able to look at the challenge tunes because I have been busy with them, you know, busy with normal later, doing stuff in Argus, and really, you know, it's been very intriguing and very... Damn that Fell Reaver, that's all I'm saying. But I did over the weekend, you know, towards the beginning of the week, I did manage to play a couple. So first off, Bloodleader, my little human warrior. This is the one from the contest. She's still going. She's still going. So I took her from 45 to 46.
Wow.
Of course, it's a lot. It's taking a lot longer to kill things to get a level.
I can't even imagine. Okay, I died at what, 13? I can't even imagine.
Warrior.
Yeah, or 10, 10, 11?
You died at 10.
10, okay. I can't even imagine.
You hadn't even made it on the list.
No, I did add it on the list.
No, you didn't.
I didn't? I thought I did.
No.
Okay. I can't even imagine you being on the Warrior another 35
Prot.
Levels. Ugh.
Prot.
Good
rocks.
Lord.
I love Prot spec. The, you know, double charge, the, what is it, victory rush. Oh, my. Seriously, I get on the Warrior and I just go into this killing zone. You know, this grinding zone of, you know, go from one to the next. It's just charge, bang, 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 charge, bang, bang, you know, victory rush, blah, blah, blah. It's just such a cathartic thing. It really is. I keep saying it, but for me, the Warrior has been so cathartic. It's actually really enjoyed it. I've got her over in Searing Gorge. So the mobs are yellow, orange. They're a couple of levels higher. Again, she's taken them down, no problems. I'm being mighty careful because there is a cave where the twilight, is it the cultists or whatever, is over from Thorium Point. You know, when you come down Thorium Point,
if you go around to the right where the mountain is,
there's this cave. There's a really cool rare down there who, it said to me it was red when I got under there, but its hit points was way under what my Warrior had. So say if my Warrior's got, I don't know, say it's got, 4,000 hit points for my Warrior, the actual rare was only like 2,500. So I was like, well, it doesn't matter if it's red because the hit points, you know, so I just charged it, went, I can't remember, but I just went, wham, wham, and literally hit it in three hits, and I was like, oh wow, that was way easier than I thought. So, and it gave me like something like 9,000 XP, which was really nice because it was also rested XP, so it was like this bonus of, oh, look at all that XP, yay, you know, I got a few bubbles. So so yeah, but I'm finding it a little bit harder finding rares in Searing Gorge, so I actually went back to Badlands and hit up over there for rares, because there's like there's at least maybe six rares that a lot of times, say 3 to 6 of them have been up. So by me just popping back to Badlands, just specifically looking for the rares to get that bit of, you know, that chunk of XP to help, and then I go back over to Searing Gorge and, you know, looking at whatever I'm killing at, the Incendosaurs or the cultists or, you know, or the dwarves or whatever, just to get myself back in the zone. Because it does take a bit of time to do the rares, you know, because you're not grinding. You're specifically rare hunting, which it's nice, but it's kind of like I'm not in the zen. It's like, why isn't this rare up? Where's my rare? Who's killing my rare? Whereas if you just, you know, get yourself that grinding path of, okay, I'm going to stay here and I'm just going to grind this for the next hour, I get myself in a real good, you know, zone for it. And I find it so good. So, yeah, so I was really happy. She hit 46. I think I'm about at least halfway through 46. And again, not all that was rested, because rested goes like, hang on, trying to click my fingers, it goes so fast, so a lot of that is not in rested, and it's, you know, but you get into the zone, so you don't care, you just kind of like just go, you know, you just, I'm zen with the Warrior. That's how I look at it. It's kind of cool. But I also played my little gnome monk, so she's going okay. I lost my last one at what, 14, because I decided to take on the spider in Loch Modan, which was really, again, deaths that happen is because we think we can do something and we're like, yeah, it's your own damn fault. You're being, you know, you just made a really, really dumb decision. So she's going, okay, really like the monk, quite strong. I took her from 16 to 18, just in Loch Modan grinding. Seriously, love Loch Modan. The music, the colors, the whole zone, you know, I really just find it is just so beautiful. So she's managed to kill, you know, take down the rares that are a bit higher. I took her over to where the cultists are in Loch Modan, in that section, you know, where it's all dark and they've got the trees and there's that little section sort of right in the middle. And the rare that was up was 19, you know, it's a 19 rare. And she took down the 19 completely fine, like literally two shot it if I, you know, as long as my cooldowns were right. So I was like, yeah, that's not too bad. But again, just being careful, making sure I've cleared paths, all of that
right,
kind of thing.
That's the most important thing, because you get, that's the ads are the ones that can take you down, right?
That's right. And sometimes that respawn, when you're grinding mobs, watching the respawn time, because you can get yourself in such a zone of, you know, of just going round and round and round, that sometimes if you stop going round and round and start to zigzag, and I find if I get out of my, not my comfort zone, but out of my zen space with how I'm doing the grinding, that then I'm like, hang on, there's respawns over here, or, you know, it becomes, it's just like, no. So I try and remember, okay, I'm going to go into a circle, and, you know, whether I'm going clockwise or anti-clockwise doesn't matter for me, as long as I consistently keep that, you know, that grinding in a particular way, so I don't find that all of a sudden I've got this, you know, massive amounts of respawns happen here, and I've got no way to get out, and that's it. And, you know, you have to be careful of caves. Of course, we all know about caves of death, but it's just making sure that I'm being as safe as I possibly can and keeping an eye on everything around. So I'm really enjoying the monk too. Obviously not as much as the warrior, because the warrior is pretty freaking awesome, but I am enjoying her. Okay, and then the other bloodthirsty I played this week is my human warlock. So she was level 15. I got her to level 16. She was in Loch Modan. You know, and I hate saying this because everyone knows I love my warlocks, but the warlocks starting, I'm so not happy with them. They are so squishy, and the fact that you don't get voidy until 20, seriously, Blizz, come on, come on. That's just, it's just crazy. So I had her over in Loch Modan, you know, my little Pip Fit 2, my imp, is okay, but obviously doesn't hold aggro or anything. I was killing stuff in Loch Modan, obviously not the same time as the monk. I make sure that I play them on different days or nights, so I'm not chewing into my own rare hunting. But, I just felt there was too many people around, or I wasn't getting good grinding of mobs. So, and again, you make a decision and sometimes you think, is this the best decision? Yeah, she'll be right. Now, there's the point, people, right there, right there. As soon as you say to yourself, nah, she'll be right, I'll be fine, that's when you should be going, turn around, go back, play it safe. But yes. No. So I decided I would go along towards wetlands, right? Which is way higher than me. But I was just going to go to that little orc encampment that was just in between. Right, so in between, up the wall, you know, as you go from Loch Modan, you're following that path through the hills before you get into wetlands. Yeah, I thought, well, you know, they're over there. I'm level 16. They're 18s to 19s. You know, as long as I be really careful and pull them, you know, I'll be okay. Yeah, dead. And I pulled the first two fine. But then I think I ended up pulled one. So I managed to get, I was doing quite well, but then all of a sudden one came out from or respawned and I had one on me. And as I go to fear the second one, I realized that my fear keybind, which is normally number 7, was not working.
Okay.
Because it was on number 6 for some reason. I have no idea, but I'm pressing 7. And nothing's happening. And I'm thinking, why is it not fearing? And of course, I managed to realize it's 7, hit 7. But as I hit 7 and start to fear, I'm dead because I didn't have time. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, that death is completely your own stupid fault, leader, because you thought she'll be right. Yeah, so anyway, I took her back. I've stripped her down. She had some stuff in the auction house. See, I can't just delete them. So I've been making gold. I've got like over 27,000 on my warrior now. Like she's making gold really, really well. But my little baby ones, every time I get some greens, I go over and put them on the auction house. And, you know, I'm like trying to make their own little stash of money. So I've not logged back into her to see if all the auctions are finished, and then I'll send them to my bank toon, and she's all stripped down, ready to delete. But I was like, yeah, oh, the warlock. I'm not doing so well with the warlock. The low levels, I'm really not. But I think I might have to try Horde. For the next warlock, I'm thinking, I've tried a couple of alliance and I'm not happy with it. So I think the next one will be Horde warlock. So we will see how that goes. I think I've still got another Horde warlock, but I might make something different anyway for the next one. And then I played, sorry,
orc.
Yes, yeah. Orcs are always good. You know, well, I mean, I do love my undead, but I've only got, 19-something undead warlocks all over somewhere. But yes, maybe I'll make an orc one. So we will see. But yes, then I did manage to play my iron. I only got to play one iron, which was, I think, the Monday night, or patch night, whenever it was. And I thought, well, I'll give it, you know, I'll give a bit of push on her because the patch is coming in. Soon as the patch is up, I know that I'm not going to, you know, because we've got to wait till everything settles and I'm not going to chance anything. And I know I've seen in the Discord channel with a lot of people, you know, stuff's been iffy. I've heard stuff in Twitter, you know, it's all been a bit . So I thought, well, I'll give it some time. That's good because I can give them a bit of rested, which is fine. But my Night Elf Hunter was 64. And I got her, I pushed her right through to 66, which wasn't too bad. I was questing in Zangarmash, so got a few more quests done over there. But at 65, I went back to Hellfire and I've started, because, you know, if I'm questing, I don't like walking out of a zone without having finished some quests. I don't know. I think that's the lore master part in me that I'm kind of like, oh, I don't like leaving stuff. So I've gone back over, started the quests that were down the bottom on the big rock where there's, you know, you go and talk to, I think it's this, there's some Cenarian Circle people and there's like a little couple of little tents. And then they send you into where the Arakoa is and, you know, that. So I've been doing a few of those quests. So she's getting there. I'm quite happy where she is with it. But 66.
It's pretty good.
My highest iron. I'm like, oh, my Lord. My highest iron. So I'm, you know, I'm taking it easy, but I'm not being, yeah. Oh, I can't do this. I'm just, you know, I'm looking at the quest, trying to be really careful. I still haven't even looked at that Naga Claw one. I tell you, I'm still like, yeah, you're sitting honestly, in my quest log.
No, honestly,
I'm not happy with you at the moment.
Just go to the closest pump and go keep on using those vines over and over and over again.
I don't have that quest, so I don't have the vines. No, I haven't got it. So okay. I'm at the point that maybe, you know, maybe I've done different quest chains or something, or I'm doing it differently in Zangamash. I haven't finished everything in Zangamash, but I've certainly been doing a lot of stuff sort of up north, you know, near where the harbor is. So I've done a lot of those ones as opposed, because, you know, the Naga, I'm still not happy with the Naga. After losing, you know, when I lost my 62 okay. or whatever she was, it was a bit rich. So I've still got lots. That's the good thing. I've still got stuff to do in Hellfire. I've still got stuff to do in Zangamash. And I haven't even got, you know, I haven't even got to like Nagrand. Like, I've got the quest to go to Nagrand, but I'm kind of like, well, I'll keep going with what I've got here. So yeah, so we'll see. So that's what I've done, which has been a lot of fun. Mm. Yeah. So I've got my highest level Bloodthirsty, which is my warrior at 46, and my highest level Iron at 66.
Nice.
So, like, you know, that's cool. Even though I lost one and I was like,
Is 66 the highest ever or just on yes. the... on? Okay, good.
No, 66 is my highest because cool. I had got to 62 when... she died to the Naga Claw quest because I pulled too many stupid mobs. But
so yeah. I think when you get that quest, I think you have to. I think when you're at the Cenarian Enclave or Expedition, I don't know which one it is, but it tells you to go fly over some of the lakes or something like that. And when you go fly over and you come back, then I think you.
Oh, okay.
Then I think you get turned into a crow and it sends you on a flight path, blah, blah, blah. And then I think you get the iron vines.
Okay.
Or the iron vines is, sorry, actually, I think maybe the iron vines is before being turned into the crow. So you should be able to get the iron vines pretty quick. And I will tell you, I never knew about that. But when I heard about it, I was like, oh, man, it helped so much. So much.
I'll have to have a look because I don't remember doing the flying over one. I know she had a quest that when I quickly looked at it, I thought perhaps it was a dungeon quest, but I'd not fully looked at it. And I was like, you know what? I can leave that. It's like one of those things that you kind of like, well, I don't know about this, so I'm going to leave it, and I can come back to it later.
So,
and I went to do other things, so.
Chat room is saying that it's after you do the crow quest, so.
Okay. And so Fair says, yeah, on the terrace of the building, yeah. So maybe I need to go talk to her again, because I know I left some stuff, because I was like, I'm not sure, so I'm not going to, you know, I'll come back to it. So, yeah. So once I finish Hellfire and come back to Zangamash, I will have a look at that, which I've still got that Naga Claw quest in my log. It's just I haven't done it. So, yeah. So anyway, cool. That's what I've done, which has been a lot of fun.
You did a lot.
I was like it.
And, this was all pre-patch, right?
Pre-patch, yeah, because I've not done anything except...
You're on vacation still. Until when?
No, I'm back to work tomorrow. Mm. We're not discussing that.
Mm.
That's a month. That's gone. Like that. It's crazy. Yeah, I can't click my fingers.
There was supposed to be some stuff happening while you were on vacation.
Yeah, well, there was. I did manage to get some real-life stuff done, but there was other stuff that didn't get done due to both of us having stuff.
Yes.
But anyway, that's okay. We'll get to that. Okay. It's all good. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
coffee is my blood.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Lita, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, I gotta play it. Okay, here we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
There we go. Okay, so we had the patch drop and things were bugged. So PVZ is bugged. I don't recall seeing anybody talking about like things going away, Zeppelin's disappearing, but I can see people are leveling, so I think it might be safe to come out. Mm-hmm. There was the other thing that kind of happened is that I don't know if Blizzard changed some of the event gear, but I see there were quite a few people that were flagged for all of a sudden having equipped green gear, and some of this was like Brewfest hats or there's some other and I'm pretty sure it was white. So I've gone through and I've reset some flags, and I think I've got everybody. If you get flagged, let me know if it's because of something white turning green. Basically, PVZ can't be done because when you go place like a flower, it won't place. Like it basically gets placed and then it's gone. So you can't really do it. Hopefully that will get fixed soon because that's a big quest for us to use. I think I still have the blood. Thirsty leveling change or quest changes are coming, and Nisi helped me out. She leveled up a horde and an alliance. Demon Hunter. Duh. I mean, doing it the one time I was good, but I don't think I could do it again. And she did it once before and then did it twice more. Yeah. I don't know, man. So thank you.
Thank you, Nisi.
So we got some good info there. It's funny, it took her like 3 hours or something to level one up, and I only need to look at it for like a minute.
Wow.
I mean, that's just how it is, right? I see the info and I'm like, oh, okay, we're all good, right? So yeah, I don't know. So they
I was gonna say, Marg in the chat room says about Argus that they wish you could take your irons to Argus because the gray gear is insane.
Oh, is
it? And it is. I actually picked up a gray gear, which is all BOP. So you can't, it's all BOP gray gear. So, you know, there's no way you can even put it on the auction house for, you know, to sell for irons or for challenge tunes. Yeah. But one of the gray gears that I got last night when I vended it, I got 174 gold.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I had to look and go, it gave me, because you know where you sort of see it pop up and you go 174 and you think, no, that was only one gold 74. And when I double check, it's like, no, I got 174 gold.
Is there a level requirement on that gear? Like, is it level 101 or 102 or?
Remember, but I'm pretty sure there was. But yeah, okay. I picked up a couple of things and I'm like, damn, that would be so good for an iron. Damn, that would be so good for a blood. But yeah, what I've noticed, it's all been BOP so far. So yeah, it's like, yeah. So all I've been able to do is vendor it. But I'm like, damn, there's some really good stuff out here. There's some really, really good stuff. So so yeah, really good point.
And Grand Negus is saying it's level 110. So
yeah. Yeah,
it's okay. Well, so I mean, it's not useful to us now, but it will be in the future. So
perhaps.
So if you want to earn some money on a server, you can probably take that gray gear and sell it on the auction house and maybe get some more gold for it.
But right? You need to be up to 10 max level to get to August.
No, I'm saying go on a normal tune and put that up on the auction house and somebody will buy it.
No, but they're BOP, so you can't.
Oh, well, then what's the point?
Oh. Yeah. But you can BOP.
Dang. Okay.
You can pick sure. up, you can sell it, and yeah. you've got, you're like, oh, I've okay. got a nice little yeah, book okay. off. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
I think that's it. I don't know if I'll be able to get the Iron Pair stuff done before BlizzCon. I know that Alminia has done a lot of the background stuff, and it's just basically he's waiting for me, and mm-hmm. And I need to be in the right frame of mind to do it properly. So, so mm-hmm. I don't know if that's coming before, probably after. I'm not in a huge rush to do it, but it is coming. So,
mm-hmm. okay.
Other than that, I don't think I have any other news. Do I?
Yeah.
No. Oh, not yet. We're in September. We're going to be making an announcement soon about BlizzCon. Very, very excited. And I'm not allowed to say anything just in case. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm very excited. Okay. I'm done.
Very excited.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, how about we do the state of the challenges for this week? And like you said, there have been people leveling. So, yay. All right. I'm going to take the irons and then Aprilian, can I get you to do the bloodthirsties and the pacifists, if that's okay?
Cool.
Yep, all right. I'll do the irons for this week. So we have got Miss Her hit 76. Iron Shazami?
R.I.P. Shammy. Shammy.
Shammy.
Yeah.
Shammy. Okay.
Oh, he died.
R.I.P. He's 77. Oh. Yeah. Just Ash hit 78. Ionicide hit 82. Wow. Go Reg Slayer. Zemanite, R.I.P. at 87. Aw. Cam hit 95. Well done. Anabolic hit 103. Out Rogue Star hit 106. Well done, sir. Wow. And we have got two, and I think he's in the chat room still. So I have to say, congratulations, Marg. We have got not only one, but two max levels from Marg this week. So Marg Blink, which is his mage, hit 110 on August 29th. And Marg Rage, which I'm assuming is the warrior, hit 110 on September 2nd. Well,
very nice.
Done, Marg. Two. So what's that? Five max levels he's got now?
Wow. I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
He's seriously leveling.
So he was tweeting about it, and he was saying that he's the first warrior in Legion. Which,
wow.
I was like, really? I thought we had one, and no, I don't think we had a warrior in
so first,
in Legion.
First mage.
First mage in Legion. I just gotta quickly check. I can't keep all the stats in my head. My brain's brain toe fault. Amazing. No, he's not the first mage. He's the second mage. First mage was never died.
Ah. Oh, that's right.
Which go
from
figure.
The contest.
Because never dead. Yeah.
No,
but,
that's
yeah,
an
so,
amazing achievement.
Yeah, so...
Well done.
I'm curious to see what he's going to try next. What class? I think didn't the poll come out, say, priest?
He did do... I don't know. Marg, what's your next one you're leveling? We'll see what he says. All right. Okay. Well done. Commiserations to those that we've lost there. So good luck, guys. All right, let's go on to our bloodthirsties for this week. Aprilian, what have we got?
We're at level 52, we've got Soul Stoned. Wow. And at level 52, we have Soulful Paw. Are those two the same people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything with soul in is Nisi.
Oh, and another soul at 52. Good job. And she has Soul Shot at 55. And, which I'm assuming is a hunter. And Soul Shield, which must be a paladin, at 59. Am I right?
Yep.
I think so.
Or
yeah, I think that sounds right.
Maybe. And so coming
she's got five.
Yeah. coming in at 60 is 5 on it. And 61, 5 twist.
That's 5's doing a couple. Nice.
And Niecy's back in the running at 64 with Conjured Soul. Mm-hmm.
Well done, Niecy.
6.
And coming in at 71 is Genetix. And at a big 81 is Tyrion.
Tyrion. Which is also 5 irons. So that's he's got 3 on
five
there.
Iron.
So he's got 3 on there.
5's got 3. Three wow. bloods.
Wow, guys. Wow.
You guys have done so well. There's no death this week. Well, except for my little warlock, but she doesn't count. Anyway, well done, guys. Okay, let's have a look at pacifists. Brilliant. Who have we got?
Okay, so these wonderful, peaceful souls at level 50 is Sneaky Boz. Sneaky Boz. And Compassiona at level 50.
That's Rogue Slayer.
Okay. And Harmless at 54. And we have Pito? Am I missing a pun there?
Nope.
Pito 6 at level 62. And Pito 5 at level 62. Oh no, Peaceable 65 was yellow flagged with 1 kill, with 1 killing blow. Oh wow. Sorry. And Pito 4 is at 68. Hurry up. Yes. And oh my god, at 88, Shuffle Tips. Wow,
Snuffle. Snuffle. Yeah. Snuffle. 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 Snuffle
up again.
Yeah, I know. I think that every time.
Yeah.
And
Ferillion
at 97.
Wow.
Yay. Go
nice
fair.
Job.
Well done.
Definitely.
Tully's got 3. He's going really well, too. Well done, Tully. All right. Okay, Stone.
Tins. How's that Tins looking? So we got Mirkur at 32, Six Zez. At level 33, Jeb at 38, Neni at 39, Iran is level 41, Serenji at level 42, Chris got red flag at level 60 for equipping a mountainside buckler and 2 rares. Lucy Lynn is at 61. Bitty Boz is at 63. And Anabolic is at 103. Wow. Mm. Very nice. Speed to 60, there's no changes.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a new number 4 last week, but no changes this week. So very good. Very good, everybody.
Well done. Very nice. Good job, everyone.
Oh, we actually have a bumper for this. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Which one is it? Oh no. Okay, it's gotta be this one.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
There we go.
Hey, well done. All right, so this is Chit Chat time. This is where you can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous quests, areas, all that kind of thing. All right, so we have got some questions. So, Aprilian, can you take the first one for me, please?
Okay, and it is from... it's from Discord by Equestra, and Equestra, am I saying that right? Wants to know, can I use Mammoth with sellers to sell items? And what about Transmog?
All mounts
are allowed. Yeah.
So if you've got the Mammoth or you've got a Yak, you can sell stuff from it, you can buy stuff from it, that's fine.
And transmog, you can only transmog on your Bloodthirsty if you equip your green gear, but that's it.
Yeah, because irons are white and gray, you can't transmog.
And I would say, even if it's listed as cosmetic and it's white, don't bother, because you know Blizzard's eventually going to change it to green. So you can transmog it, and then you're going to get flagged. And it just makes life more interesting for me, but not in a good way. So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, our next question is from Agricus?
Agusus.
Oh, is that a G? Agusus? That looks like a Q. Okay.
Yeah, it's Agusus.
All right. I have one question about mages. Can I use the time warp skill? Time warp is a mage skill. It's not a talent or anything. It's a skill. Yeah.
Yep. It's a spell.
So any spell you have on your tune is fine. So time warp is okay on a mage.
Yes.
So it might be good if you're taking down like a rare and you're a bit worried, I suppose. That's Time Warp's the buff one, isn't it? That's like,
yes,
try and max out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So no worries. That's all good. You can use Time Warp on yourself. Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Next one. Aprilian. Can you take this one? Another one from Discord?
It's okay, and it is from Teledarza. I was wondering, if I wanted to do the Iron Man challenge with my brother, could I party up and do it like that, or no? No.
No party. No partings. So, yeah, solo challenge.
Not definitely. Yet.
Not yet. Yes, you for, are working
for
on a
Iron... For Iron, no, because it's solo. That will always be solo. That's just how it is. But we're trying to do something that you can pair up.
Mm. Yeah, just we'll let you know when it's out. But at the moment, nope. Just do like Aprilian. If you got to run your brother next to each other, just don't tag the same mobs. Like maybe turn your back to each other if you're killing stuff in the same zone, or try and, you know, hey bud, I'm gonna go on quest over here, how about you go quest somewhere else and we'll meet up back in the middle. You know, you can do those kind of things, but just be careful because your killing blows do have a effect as well. So all right, so Aquarius, did I get that right?
Agusus.
Oh,
I call it Agusus. It could be Augustus.
Agusus, if it's wrong, I'm sorry. Blame Stone. All right. So he says, oh, she says, I made a new Iron Man as a Death Knight, but do not understand how I can complete the Death Knight storyline without any gear. From start, I have green. So do I take those off or are they allowed until Stormwind? No, you got to strip yourself down. You've done this. I've not done the Death Knight for ages.
I've tried. That's just too hard.
It's easier now. It's a little bit tricky with your first fight when you're trying to kill that one person in the little arena thing. But it's actually not that hard now anyways. You just go switch to whatever it is. You put the plague on them and then you can get your ghoul to go and attack them. And it's easy peasy. Honestly, okay. So the other, I have a comment about this, and the comment is not because of this person. It was a question that was similar, and was sent to us on Facebook from somebody else, and they asked if they could send white gear to your Death Knight. Like, no.
Nope.
Because you're helping yourself. So, no. It's, you know, they're... Like, I know folks want to make sure that they don't break the rules, but there's also... There's a line, kind of, sometimes it feels like folks are trying to find ways to get around the rules, right? Mm. Just go and have fun with it. Take off all of your green gear and go.
Just to remember, like Nisi and I said the other week, you just think of your tune as being in a bubble, okay? Yeah. You cannot look at your account. Yeah. Don't look at your other tunes, even if you've got more tunes on that server. You look at that tune as being, okay, it needs to be self-sufficient, which means I cannot look at any help from any of my other tunes. Now, obviously, account-wide stuff is different, things like mounts and that.
Yeah.
But you cannot send gold to each other, to another tune. You cannot send gold, bags, gear. I need to do this solo. I am a solo tune. How I try and look at it is I've got no other tunes on this server, okay? I'm just me, my little lowly tune going out, and I'm going to get stuck in. And if I need to make gold or if I need to get something, then I have to be self-sufficient to be able to do that and stay within the rules of what I'm doing. So, you know, that's what I try and how I try and look at it with each challenge tune that I have.
You're basically Robinson Crusoe.
To be fair, I don't believe this is addressed in the FAQ. So, I mean, that's something that we can add for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just did a very quick run through. Now, I don't really see it here. It might be there, but I don't think it is. So that's something that we could add, because I get that question every once in a while, and mm-hmm. I think it's something that should be addressed, and it should be inside the rules. It's going to clutter up the rules, right? So,
FAQ sounds good. Good plan.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next one. What have we got, Aprilian?
We have a question from Floris, and Floris wants to know, has anyone ever tried doing Iron Man filled dungeon runs? I wonder how they scale.
I want to do this so bad. I want to get an iron up to 15, and then I want to go with a bunch of folks that are at the same level. We'll get one tank, one healer, and three DPS, and we'll go. They won't be official tunes, but I want to see what it's like, right? Like, I want to see if it's going to be as bad as everyone thinks it will be. I kind of feel like things won't melt, but I don't think we would die. I don't. Like, just for instance, if we were going through dead mines.
Wearing white and gray, doing white and gray gear is still going to be, it'll be interesting.
Things won't melt, right? But, you know, you shouldn't.
At this stage, there is nothing there, but there are thoughts to add things in and watch this space.
Like, I don't think we would do a challenge just based on that. It's more, has anyone tried to do this? And I personally would love to do it. I just need to get four other folks that can do it at the same time. Right. So, yeah.
That's a big thing.
If somebody wants to put something together, that would be cool. We just need to figure out the correct time. And I'm not saying that we level up together. We can get our tunes up to 15.
Do you want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I'm already up at 4 a.m. on once this week. So what's another day?
That's that's true.
Because now with the kids in school, I can sleep during the day.
So. You're supposed to be streaming.
Well, that's true.
Well, at least you can sleep. Yes. All right. So we'll have to see how that goes. But that sounds interesting. I've done dungeon runs with just full on dungeon runs from 15 with a couple of groups that I've done over the years, but not as iron specific with that. So, you know, I might have a couple of people that might be interested. We will see. I will talk to them.
Wing you to show.
Possibly. Okay. We'll maybe I can twist their arms. We'll see. Okay. So from Facebook, we have a question from Connor. Is the heirloom mount allowed? Yep. Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. If you've got it, that's fine. You can use it. Not a problem. Absolutely okay. Okay. Next one. Aprillion. What have we got?
It's from Grumbler. What kind of overalls does Super Mario wear? I think he wears digital ones. Oh, I think it says the answer is denim, denim, denim. is this an inside joke that I'm missing? Or?
No, I basically asked for puns, and this is one of the puns that came out.
Oh, so okay, because I'm looking at it going, is it a joke? Because I don't get it.
Denim, okay. Yeah.
Super Mario?
Okay. Yeah.
Denim, 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 denim.
You know, oh, from the game. Okay. I'm just going right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I must need more coffee.
Hold on. Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. I thought that
coffee is my blood.
Apparently not.
I've only had two. What do you mean? It's like, you know. I need another one. Okay, so the last one we've got is from Five Iron. Okay. Oh. Okay. And Five Iron says, I tried to preserve my generation, but in only decade.
Ba-dum-boom.
Oh, Five Iron. Yep. 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 Well, there you go. All right.
So we have a question from the chat room. Prillian, could you take that one?
Sure. And it is from, it is from Dilly Stars. Dearly Stars. Yep. Can we talk about Ranger's vest? Is it allowed? They added stats to it, 5 agility slash int and 5 stamina, but it is white.
Okay. I would say yes, because it's similar to how the white bow was, the one that you get from the frost giants up in Orthrend, where it used to have the plus frost damage.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
So it's similar to that. I would be careful with it, because that kind of feels like something that Blizzard might make green.
Change.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
at the moment, it's white, which is okay.
Yeah.
But if they do make it green, it's going to flag. It's going to flag your turn. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So before we carry on for the rest of it, I just want to say thank you to our mods for putting all the questions into Discord document and all that stuff and helping us out on the chat room, because it definitely.
Yes.
Definitely Thanks, takes a guys. Load a load off of me, because I used to always feel like I'm stressed out to answer everything like right away, and it definitely helps out a lot.
And that's right. And we've both been pretty busy this last weeks, month. So guys, it's good that we've got the mods to be able to help out, because I'm sometimes there, but I'm not there, because real life has just been so busy. So so thanks guys for doing that. What was that? Ranger's vest?
So Kovar in chat is saying that the vest is Horde only, and it was added in patch 2.0, so that's BC. So maybe you know it's been a while since it's been added in. Which is true, but I mean, you could say the same thing about that Frostbow, right? That was added in patch 3, right? So I'd be careful with it. That's all. I don't know if it's one of these things that we would unflip flags for. I mean, it is white right now, and that's not really fair if you were to get flagged because it turned green because Blizzard did something because we didn't know about it. I would say when you see a TR come up, just see if you notice the Ranger's vest is white or green when it comes out. You can go look up the PTR data on Wowhead too, right? Mm-hmm. So, as he couldn't give us a pun this week, his wife is in the hospital, hoping she gets better soon. It's not
sending
fun.
All good thoughts.
Yeah, it's not fun. What might happen? So, I'm hoping she gets better.
We're thinking of you, Azzy, and of your wife. So,
So I asked. Rogester sent me a pun. Or he actually sent me two. I like the second one a little bit more, but I've heard it before. But so let's do the first one. Why is it so easy to stay awake until 6 a.m., but so hard to wake up at 6 a.m.? Things in motion tend to stay in motion, while things at rest tend to stay at rest. That's a physics joke. So both of these will be physics jokes. Yes. So it's a physics law. Okay. So, and I'm delivering it horribly. So it's funnier when you read it in your mind. My mouth doesn't work. So, you know what? Actually, Kovara says, you know, about the vest, it's actually probably safer to take off the vest before a pre-patch and then wait until the patch drops and then go have a look at it in your bags. And then, you know, and if it's green, then don't put it back on. Then you don't get flagged, which is cool. Okay, so the other pun is a Neutron walks into a bar and asks the bartender how much for a drink. And the bartender says, "For you, no charge." Love that one. It's funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like one where it says, you know, a man walked into a bar and said, "Ouch." Like, you know, every time I hear something walks into a bar, I just keep waiting for the ouch. Anyway, thanks, so much. They were awesome. Double thumbs up. Anyway.
So...
I just did something weird, and uh-oh. I don't know what I did, but I resurrected an iron tomb into a tin tomb, but then I opened some Legion box. Where did I get this box from? Why did I have a box? And in it, was a level 21 preforged helmet.
Invasions before Legion.
Oh, a small Legion chest. Where did I get those from, though? They just popped into my bag?
Completed the quest. In the zone.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But I'm not equipped in it. I'm not going to violate anything by opening it, am I?
No, it should not auto-equip. I don't think so.
Should be okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. It scared me.
Oh, good.
All right. So we're going to be adding... So, okay. How do I frame the thoughts, Stone? Frame the thoughts. Okay, so we are going to be adding our Twitch subs into our $5 lists of thank yous because apparently I can find the list of who's subs, but Twitch has to send me an email. I can't just find it on a webpage, and that's inconvenient. So, I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure partners can go and look at a list, but maybe we can't because we're not a partner. But anyway, so I want to include folks into this because you're kind of at the same level. It's another platform, right? So, this week, we actually got a new patron, and that is Illy CTR. Thank you very, very much. He's been here before. He's not new. He's been here for a bit. I've actually asked him to come on the show before, and he's like, "Well, I think you'd have better people more interesting than me," or something like that. And I'm like, "Well, if I'm asking you, it's, you know, because we love to hear about you, right?" And this goes just for not just him, but you know, if we've asked you, So I completely understand, because there's been a few people that have asked where they kind of feel a little bit nervous and things like that. Completely fine. It's like a blanket invite, right? So if you say no now and you change your mind, that's okay.
Let us know.
I totally understand.
And just think about it. We're just sitting down. Yep. Having a chat, just coffee chatting. Yep. With friends, talking about a game we love. You know, don't think about chat room, don't think about cameras. Just sit here. It's just like chat.
We've also done it where we pre-record a chat too, so we can also do that as well. We just need to find the right time, because Lita usually would be the one that directs more of the questions and things like that, right? So. Oh, excuse me, and my Sprite is gassy, so I should stop drinking it while I'm doing a podcast. Good job, Stone. Thank you for becoming our new patron, whatever it is. Thank you. So this is our list of $5 patron and Twitch users, folks. What are you doing to... No.
It's not spotlight.
Stop changing the show notes. What are you doing?
It wasn't spelled right. I had to spell it right.
No, because...
Keep writing.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Thank you to... Zylan. Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Granagus, Ill, ICDR, Lisan, Never Died, Zaya, and Lita. Anonymous.
I knew you were going to do that. Yeah. Yes. I think everyone's figured that's me.
Well, can I put your name down in here now?
No, because everyone knows I'm going to support us anyway. So, it's all
and
good.
I even told you that you don't need to, and you're like, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, of course I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. I do what I want.
I do what I want. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
My way.
Isn't that that's like an like old timey sign? And he did it. Anyways, okay, you're making me squirrel. Stop it.
Come on.
Okay, over here. Come on. That's a good stone. Okay, our next show is Saturday, September the 9th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is Sunday, September the 10th at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. We will be joined by Lady Moon. And if you don't know who that is, you will find out. And if you do know who that is, be excited. Aprilian, thank you for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting
good,
me.
Good to listen to.
Igniting my WoW challenge fever.
Oh, you're most welcome. We're so glad that... And we're so excited for you, and I can't wait to see how these tunes run for you. Because again, we said you're a multi-boxer at heart. That's one of the reasons I fell in love with you, what you do, the multi-boxing. I completely and utterly am hopeless. I can do it, but not to your degree, definitely. But I love the fact that you're going to give it a go in this way for the iron. So, again, thank you for just being here and doing what you do. So if you can let everyone know where they can find you and where they can get in contact with you.
Control-Alt-Wow. We are on iTunes and at controlaltwow.com. CTRLALTWOW. And I'm a Prillian on Twitter. So you can find me there.
Yeah. Excellent. And I'll have the info up on the show notes on the website with everything there. If people are unsure where to find you. So thank you for that. Now, the website is wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can contact us by email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We have got a Twitter account, which is @wowchallenges. And we have got the Discord server, which you are most welcome to come join, which is discord.wowchallenges.com. We have a Facebook account, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can find all the videos on YouTube at youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one at the end, okay? Don't forget, come catch us live every Saturday night for Stone, Sunday morning for me, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones, you know, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast that I do on Thursday mornings at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm. You're a trooper, Star. You're a trooper. All right. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as, yeah, chatting with him on Thursdays. So, which is that always guy. Fun. All right. As always, big thank you to Mark Conan for our intro, which we love. You can check him out on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, as well as find him as one of the co-hosts with Jules on Torrin Think Tank. Other than that, good luck to all our challenges this week. Let's hope the patch has settled down a bit. And Aprillion, good luck again. Thank you so much. We love chatting with you.
Don't forget Dark Moon Fair tonight.
Dark Moon Fair time. So exciting. My favorite time of the month. Yeah. Yay. Yep. I know you're going to say something, Stone. Don't say it. It's okay. Thank you, chat room. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, as always. Really appreciate it, guys. And have a good week. Good luck with your challenge tunes. That's it. Bye from me. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.